It was so crazy. He was like telling me all this shit too, and like he kept lying about everything, and I'm just like, so he was like, I just bought this charger yesterday, and I was like, oh yeah, we have an Avenger, like it's like the charger's little brother, and it has, and everyone gets in it and they try to rev it, and I'm just like, it's a fucking four cylinder, what are you doing right now? Everyone does it. He's like, yeah, I hate when people do that, and I'm like, didn't you just get your car yesterday? And then he was talking about being homeless in California because he wanted to go be an actor, and I'm like, dude, you're from Iowa. I'm like, that happened for Ashton Kutcher. It's not going to happen for you.
Hi, I'm TRB.
And I'm Heather D.
Welcome to Rantyville. Hey, boys and girls, it's been a long time, I don't know, like 3 weeks, but finally, we're happy to welcome you back to Rantyville. It's TRB here with you as usual, and of course, the wonderful, the glorious, and the currently slightly illuminated, working her way to fully fucking lit, Miss Heather D.
Grabbing another beer.
Yes.
Oh. Thank you. I'm so glad to be talking to you tonight. It has been way too long.
Yes, yes. Beep is here with us. We got that third mic that'll pop in about every 15 minutes for about a tenth of a second just to annoy the fuck out of us. So, Beep, good evening to you. Heather, good evening to you. What are you drinking tonight?
This Michelob Ultra, because I like to pretend like I can afford a golf membership.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like one of those Peloton bikes.
Oh, God, no. No.
That's right. I just get on my Peloton and I do like 20 minutes of like medium to no intense cardio. And then that way I can go have like 15 Mick Ultras with my girls. Yeah.
It's perfect. There are only 2.6 carbs in this. If I was keeping track of that, I'm probably like 50 carbs in. Just kidding. That's, my math is so bad.
No, no. 42. 42. Yeah. It's Corona Light in a can around here, and I'm fully enjoying all 99 calories tonight.
Nice. Yeah. Mine has 95, so.
Yeah.
To be honest.
I don't give a fuck about carbs.
I really don't either. To be honest, the only reason why I drink Michelob is because our gas station, which is 6 blocks away from where I live, has this, or Miller Lite, or Bud Light Seltzer.
Ooh.
Or Bud Light. So yeah, not a lot to choose from. They don't stock Corona for some reason in my dinky ass town.
That's
at the
odd
gas station.
Yeah.
So weird. There, okay, but there is a gas station in the town next to us, which is slightly bigger than where I live, and it does have a Dollar General, but their gas station carries Blue Ox vodka.
Oh.
They don't fuck around.
I'm still waiting on a bottle.
I'm trying to figure out how to ship it to you without it being illegal.
Right.
I look online and I can't order it and send it to you. It literally, you can only get it in stores. They don't have like a online distribution thing. It's just this tiny ass thing that is in Iowa.
Oh, trust me, I tried too. But see, here's the key to it. You put it in a box with enough postage for the postal service to take it. You know, however many 10, 11, 12 stamps, whatever.
And just
have it, you know, put it on a mailbox or whatever, but you don't put your return address on it.
There we go.
So if anybody gets in any shit, you know, if I get the package and they're like, hey, did you get some Blue Ox here? I go, I mean, I threw it out. I didn't recognize the return address. I thought somebody was trying to get me framed.
Right. I thought about trying to put it in like water bottles or something like that, or like a flask. Like, I can ship you a flask. That's not illegal.
Yeah, you can ship a flask.
Yeah, except there's not, like, it wouldn't hold enough Blue Ox. That's on like a water bottle, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Don't FedEx me any teas.
Yeah.
Our good friend Tyler already took care of that. By the way, thank you again for the gift, Tyler. Yeah.
How in the world was he sitting there one night just like, Franty needs this?
I don't know, but I'm gonna be honest with you. I was going on vacation, so I didn't order some of the things I was going to get because I don't want shit to sit on the front porch and somebody be like, oh, look, early Christmas for me. and snatch my shit. So literally the day before we're leaving, like I'm packing up and this and that, and I hear the dog go crazy. I'm like, what the fuck was that? And there's like nobody home. And I walk down and there's a package on the front porch. I'm like, okay, I don't remember. So like I grab the package, but at the same time I open my Amazon app. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't have any orders pending. Look at it, and Mrs. TRB gets home. She goes, oh, what'd you get? I said, I don't fucking know. She looks at me. So, Tyler, you win double on the surprise and the fact that I opened it right next to my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was a coloring book of the biggest Japanese anime titties you have ever seen in your life. And after the initial, what the fuck is that? Your name's on the package. Well, I didn't order this. And I actually had to pull the app up in my defense. Like, no, really I didn't want to look at black and white boobs the whole way, you know?
No, color black and white boobs. That's the best part, is you get to color them in.
I know. I can really have purple nurples if I want. But it after I defended myself, you know, in the courtroom there, it only took me about 3 seconds before I was on Twitter in our little message going, all right, Tyler, funny, you got me. Which was immediately met with, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. He pled the fifth so hard.
He did. He pled the F-I-F. I plead the fifth! Oh, so yeah, Tyler, well played. And actually, the wife did indeed find it to be funny. She was just giving me a ration of shit up front. So I'm thinking at some point while the kids are out playing, the next time we both have a day off together, you may find two grown adults in their 40s with crayons in their hand coloring boobs.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
You'll come home one day from work and you'll find your wife doing that.
Yes. Yes. I mean, which one do you think I'm hoping for?
Right.
I mean, I was just in a mood, and I just thought I'd color some boobs. I mean, you want to see them? The ones on the page or the one in the shirt? The ones on the page? No, I'm good.
It's therapeutic.
Yes.
Proven scientifically.
Yeah. Next thing I know, there's going to be like a cross-stitch of like, you know, a dick and balls, and it's going to be addressed to Mrs. TRB, and I'm going to be like, all right, Tyler.
Have you seen those cross-stitching things? It's like, please don't do cocaine in the bathroom.
Yes, yes.
I love that. I want one of those so bad, but my kids are starting to read, so I'm like, I don't want to explain what cocaine is.
Oh, I will tell you right now who the queen of goddamn cross-stitching is, and when she posts them. She hasn't been on Twitter much lately, but it's Mandasaurus_Rex, the old Seattle Amanda.
Uh-huh.
Good friend of Randy and Tommy. Her cross stitches were great. It'd just be, you know, stuff that she made, and it'd be like, hey, fuck off. You know, it's not mean if it's hilarious. I mean, just classic stuff that, quite honestly, I would take as a housewarming gift in a second.
Any day.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to have a new home and welcome people in and open the door and go, there's one house rule, and point them to a cross stitch that says, don't be a cunt. Oh, who made that? My grandmother. It's a family heirloom, so.
Yes.
Heirloom. Yeah.
Words are so hard. It's they okay, are. Don't worry. Yeah. I'm sure I will butcher so many.
That's all right. That's right. Oh, real quick, too. I just wanted to ask a question. How's your mom?
I knew we were going to talk about this. I knew we were going to talk about this.
I'm just asking, like, her general mood. How is she? We don't need the conspiracy of the week or anything. I just want to know what her general mood is.
She seems okay. Moderate to slightly happy.
Okay.
Ugly.
I'm happy for that, but I find it surprising.
Mm-hmm.
I really find it surprising. Because, like, Wednesday of last week was probably a pretty good day for her. But I can tell you right now, Saturday, that she, even though it was right at the end of the week, your mom had a bad fucking week last week.
Mm-hmm.
She really did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to know why I think your mom had a bad week, even though I've never met her?
I already know, but let's talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah, because, yeah. Elon Musk fucked your mom's week up completely.
Goddamn.
Yes. We were on vacation, and we actually literally laid in the hotel for like 3 hours to watch them climb into the cockpit of the Dragon and all this and that, just to have somebody go, not today, boys. So another day in the hotel on vacation. Laid in bed for about 2 hours, and then watched a rocket take off and go around this giant, round, atmospheric sphere.
Spherical is the key word.
Yes. And, I mean, you can say they're conspiracy theorists, but I think these guys spent like 19 hours flying to the International Space Station. There's probably a fuckload of footage that shows the Earth ain't flat.
The only reason why I believe that my mom is still okay is because with the technology, if they can fake the moon landing back in the day, yes, they can definitely make a flat surface look round.
Oh, I see you're taking mom's side on this one. Okay, all right.
No, I'm trying to understand her. I'm trying to get in her mind. I'm just like, when you're a conspiracy theorist, like, facts aren't facts. It's not real. It's a conspiracy.
Yes. Yep.
Somehow there's going to be some kind of justified reason for all of this, and it looks definitely a hoax. It's not real.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows that
they just had more cameras flat this time.
Yeah, they definitely angled it at a certain angle to see that it was curving, but it really wasn't curving. They're using like the fish lens.
Yeah.
On their.
They didn't show you all the windows were shaped like bubbles.
Yeah. Did you see it? Were you there?
Yeah, can you prove it? Were you at Cape Carnival? I didn't think so.
Legitimately, I want to know why, and I'm never going to ask my mom because I don't even want to get into that conversation. But legitimately, why are people believing this? What do you win from this? Like, what is the end goal?
You get a Netflix documentary.
I mean, yeah.
That's about it.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, flat earthers, Joe Exotic. I mean, I'm just waiting for there to be either a really good retail documentary or a really good podcast documentary.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the best.
Yeah.
That would be the best. And I can tell you right now, if somehow, some way we ever figured that out, Ryan Howard, you, sir, get an executive producer credit.
Oh, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Simply because you're going to be fact-checking the fuck out of that script.
Mm-hmm. The executive producer, who's going to be the director, who's going to be the screenwriter.
Shit, I love Ryan. I'll let him do the casting and everything. You can cast somebody else's TRB. I don't give a fuck.
Please do. I mean, for both of us, because still, you know, such high-profile celebrities.
Yeah.
Like, the whole entire end credits is going to be Ryan Howard, Ryan Howard, Ryan Howard, Ryan Howard.
No, it's just going to be all the titles. And then just say, yeah, Ryan Howard, bitch.
Bitch.
And then there will be like an associate producer for Tyler. And then we'll just say, don't put our names on there.
Yeah.
Anonymity.
Yes.
Anonymity. Oh, boy. Although, speaking of anonymity and how we almost blew it a while back, let's get that brief update from your CWCW network. The cheating whore coworker.
Okay, so yes, this great thing. So literally, this is ongoing for so fucking long. This is like 5 years in the making. I was only a part of the first. Wait, no, it was longer than that. 7 years. Because mm-hmm. I worked there for 5 years. 7 years in the making. I was only a part of the first five. But the other day, because all of the malls and everything have opened up again.
Mm-hmm.
My old boss, who I have not worked for the last two fucking years, texted me a picture of a piece of paper that says, I will not be returning. I am going to pursue other opportunities. Here's my key. That she had found when she opened up the store that morning, thrown through the gate in the mall of the store that I used to work in. So after she got the CWCW got furloughed because they only made the manager work, no one else, and then they decided to shut everything down.
Mm.
Because the store that I worked at was not essential. It's not essential.
No.
She just decided that, like, yeah, I'm not doing this anymore.
She found a mall that wasn't dying that had younger dudes.
Yeah, but it's not here. I mean, she's going to have to drive 2 hours, I guess. actually, I had a little bit more backstory, too, behind that. Turns out, like, before all this stuff happened, before she actually, like, was furloughed, mm-hmm. she had apparently been approached by someone to start, like, waitressing at a restaurant.
Okay.
She was going to do that on the weekends, or not the weekends, I guess, like, the days that she didn't work. So she left it. She left the assistant manager position to go be a waitress or something like that.
I'm telling you right now, with that little bit of backstory that I didn't know about, I can guarantee you will find her at the old Hooters that is no longer Hooters, but the new owners have simply spray-painted a K over the T.
Oh, God.
And now she's walking around going, welcome to Hooter, or I'm sorry, welcome to Hookers. Can I get you a picture of Bud Light? Maybe a 20-minute session in the girls' room? Meow.
Oh, my God. It's insane. Like, what a fucking way to quit. First of all, she worked there for, like, the last, like, 16 years or something like that.
Mm.
So that's your previous employment. And she has to put that when she's finding other jobs. And, like, you're definitely not asking her for a reference. Like,
no.
How are you going to explain the last 16 years of your life?
I was a stay-at-home wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't your own home, though. That's the problem.
Accurate. Accurate. Yes.
Sad but true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Oh, and so I want to take our sidebars as we usually do. You said celebrities earlier. There's one celebrity who has become bigger than anyone could have imagined during this whole pandemic and shit and all this. Tom Nook.
Oh, Tom fucking Nook.
All right. I know there were several iterations of Animal Crossing long before New Horizons. That's it, right? New Horizons?
Yes.
I bought the fucking game. I don't even know the name of it. I play it. I don't even know the name.
Yeah. Animal Crossing New Horizons, yes.
Yes. Tom Nook has gone from some character in a game on Nintendo DS to, like, he could be on a presidential ballot and someone would actually vote for Tom Nook. They'd be like, Tom Nook is the strongest independent out there. I mean, he just says nothing.
No, I would buy him.
Yeah.
I would vote for him.
Well, I mean, so that's another good point. Where the fuck does Tom Nook get all this money?
You know where? From us. From you. How the fuck are you going to let Tom Nook, building this island that you have to pay to be on,
mm-hmm.
he convinces you to build houses and furnish them for other residents who mm-hmm. also have to pay him?
Yep.
How the fuck did he convince us to do that?
Exactly. Exactly. But, so, Tom Nook had this island, right?
Mm-hmm.
How does one just buy an island? Yeah. Now, here's where I'm gonna start, you know what, share this one with Mom. This will be fun. Let's make our own Animal Crossing conspiracy.
Mm-hmm.
How Tom Nook got rich enough to buy an island and then become this financier to have all this money laying around.
I'm going to send you a picture.
Okay.
Twitter.
All right. Opening up the phone.
Well, not a picture. A link.
A link.
This makes sense to me. I need this.
Tom Nook is the devil.
Yeah.
I like
just
that.
Just a tarot card of the devil with Tom Nook at the top.
Yes. That's very accurate.
That's my option.
And I mean, $18.99, that's not bad.
Right?
Ooh, mugs.
Oh, they got it on sale for $13.99 if you buy it on a t-shirt.
Oh. Well, I guess I know what I'm doing when the show's over. Leave that screen up.
I don't.
No, so my conspiracy is that, you know, I've read a couple different things. People goofing, of course. You know, he's into shady real estate because it just ties in too easy. Well, he's into shady real estate, but he's covering up the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
And the real deal is Tom Nook is a coke dealer.
Oh yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, he's on an island, but his, you know, when he distributes the coke, he's stealthy enough you never see the boats.
Yeah.
When the plane flies to another island, do you get to see what's in the cargo hold? No.
And have you heard those Dodo Airlines pilots talk?
Oh, yeah.
It makes no sense. What are their fucking names are so fucking weird. Like, I don't even know what the last one it was. It was just like Razor Shaver Apple Sun or something to cockpit or some shit like that.
Yep. Yeah, the voices kill me. Like, when I bought it for my son, and, you know, he started playing it, and he was walking around the house with the Switch, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? I spent, like, $60 on a game. What are you doing? He goes, this is the game.
Yeah.
Like, okay, are they listening to us at, like, 10x speed? Like, can you slow the volume? That's something I need to do. I need to record Animal Crossing and then slow it down. And then see if it's actually, like, worship Tom Nook.
It will say Hell Satan. It will.
Tom Nook is your new god.
It is insane. That game, oh my god, that game has taken so much of my life. Like, we've gotten to the point. So one thing that I didn't actually know, which I found out this week, that your fucking turnips will go rotten. Didn't fucking know that, and I wasn't selling because all my fucking prices were like 45 bells, and I'm just like, I paid 103 bells for this shit. I'm not selling it at a loss.
Nope.
I'm the wolf of Turnip Wall Street. And good lord. So yeah, I go back and it's like Sunday, and I'm like, I went into my, so I found like this really cool like design pattern online. I like literally, first of all, I spent 30 minutes looking online to find tilled grass to lay down so I could make like a turnip little area.
Yeah, again, you need to go back to work.
Never gonna say it again. Good lord, I fucking need to go back to work. I need to see adults.
I would never condone you having to go subject yourself to hundreds of other people's kids, but dear God.
I need to. Yeah, I did that. I laid out my turnips and just like, yep, yeah, this is great. And then it's like, my kids are reminding me, Mom, it's Sunday. You better get on Animal Crossing before noon or you're going to miss the turnip lady. Which, by the way, I am purposely saying not turnips, but I'm saying turnips because it's just so funny to say turnips. And so, yeah, we went to go find the turnip lady and I looked at my garden field and that shit was brown. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Didn't fucking know. I had so many fucking turnips. Good news, though. Good thing that I found out because I was, like, really pissed off about this. I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do now? And so I Google, thank you, Internet. I found out you can get three different insects from it. You can get flies, mosquitoes, and cockroaches, I think. So I'm just like, I'm just going to let them fucking sit. I'm just going to look at them. That's my, like, shrine of shame. Now I know. But, like, my kids literally wake me up every morning on Sunday, like, get on Animal Crossing. It's time to go buy some turnips. Fuck yeah. It's a fucking trip.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. So here's the other half of my Tom Nook is a coke dealer conspiracy.
Yes, I'm so sorry I interrupted. I did not mean to. I'm just
No. We sidebar with the best of them. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, he's got Timmy and Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Mrs. Nook?
Right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it takes two to tango to have little ones. So my theory is Tom Nook started developing this coke problem before he owned the island, maybe in a previous iteration of Animal Crossings. And, you know, he started having that coke problem, and he got in a little deep. Mrs. Nook was nagging him about all the blow he was snorting up that big raccoon nose of his, or tanuki, or whatever he is. And he had her whacked.
Oh.
He took the insurance money.
Mm-hmm.
He paid off his coke debt. That's why he only has the kids. Because it was an unfortunate accident. And he then parlayed the difference in his ill-begotten earnings, if you will, into his own little coke empire, which he bought an island with. And now he uses dodos to smuggle blow across the digital world.
That makes sense.
It's all a bunch of bullshit, but I mean, it's funnier than just going, it's a kid's name, stop.
No, like, we're adults. What am I doing?
And I do love the memes of people, like, photoshopping him into a window, like, staring at you. Like, his brow is furrowed. He's just like, what the fuck are you doing? You should be giving me those bells.
Mm-hmm. Oh. It's insane. I mean, okay, so, like, to be fair, the biggest reason why I play Animal Crossing is because I played the original Animal Crossing.
Mm-hmm.
What was it, like, Green Leaf or something like that? I don't even know. Leaf something. But I played it on GameCube, and, like, that was my jam. Yeah. And I played all the time. Like, I played it so much that I could figure out what fish was going to be pulling up. I was going to be pulling up just based on, like, how quickly they noticed my lure or, like, how fast they bit. And I was just like, whew. And so many times. I got in trouble so many times for changing the time on my GameCube. It was that little, like, mole rat thing or whatever that comes up. And I'm just like, hey, you better not. I know that you did this shit. It's crazy.
See, and I so of course I got it for him as a birthday present. But in like watching him play it for the first time, it actually chilled me out. Like, it calmed me down.
Mm-hmm.
And I started coming home from work and, like, everybody get in bed and, all right, yeah, I'm gonna go in here and I'll, you know, watch something on Netflix, watch something on Amazon. I ended up playing Animal Crossing because it's so chill.
It is. By the way,
it's only as stressful as you make it.
Mm-hmm. And it is really nice knowing that you don't have to do anything if you don't want to. You literally get to do what you want to do.
Exactly.
Like, I made a little outdoor pizzeria next to the ocean because it was beautiful.
Yep. It's perfect. It's especially, you know, you're going out and you're dealing with this shit and that shit and these people and those people and, you know, just everything going on right now. Like, it's the perfect way to mellow out. And I'm honestly glad at this point that I don't smoke weed anymore. Because if I did, I'd call out for like 3 days straight.
Right.
And they'd just be like, well, what's wrong with you? I'd be like, I can't move. Don't want to move.
I owe Tom Nook a lot of money.
Yeah. And I just upgraded my house. Oh, really? Didn't you just buy a house a couple years ago? Oh, no. My house in Animal Crossing, man.
I'm getting a basement today.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm crafting a new workbench. So y'all can stop calling me.
I'm so mad at myself because I got my first two extra rooms and like the one in the back is like super big and I'm like, I'm going to put a bathroom here. And then I got my like third room and it's tiny as fuck. And that's when like my kitchen started up and I'm just like, I need to swap those, but I don't want to take the time to swap those because I have so many more kitchen things than I do bathroom things. Like, I'm just throwing plants and shit in here. Like, I've got urinals. I've got a toilet. Did you know you can sit on the toilet and shit out your pears?
What?
So you don't... Yeah, that's a real thing. Like, if you eat pears, that way you're super strong and you can, like, cut down trees and, like, break rocks and shit like that.
Right, right.
And plant trees. If you don't want that strength, go sit on a toilet. Your pears leave your body. One thing that we've been doing, which my kids thought was so funny. So, like, my husband Jake made a profile and, like, started playing. But, like, he doesn't really give a shit because he didn't play the original or whatever. And he was just playing it for me. And so I made a house and, like, didn't really do anything. And, like, he was never on. So, like, I would just get the weirdest fucking shit and just put outside of his house. And, like, we were building dinosaurs outside of his house.
Oh, gosh.
And then at one point, I was just like, no, never mind. I need the money from those skeletons, so I'm going to go sell those.
Yep.
So now what I'm going to do is I put like a magic eight ball outside of his house and like a magic set. And I'm just like, just so the entire village knows that you're a witch. It's the funniest thing. I would bury like stupid shit all around his house. And he'd be like, oh, there's going to be a fossil here. And I'm like, joke's on you. It's a pair of socks.
Oh, you said witch too. And I... Netflix and their incessant emails. Hey, are you going to finish watching this? Hey, how about this? Hey, we just added this movie you might like. I never fucking watched that movie the first time.
Right.
Got a notification, though, that Monty Python and the Holy Grail is on there.
It's on now, right now?
It's on Netflix now.
Oh, dear God, I'm going to watch that this weekend.
And here's the thing that got me. That movie is 45 years old now.
Holy fuck.
But the best part, I put, like, I saw that, and I was upstairs, and you know, my daughter had a friend over, and they were playing, and I'm folding clothes, and she says, hey, you know, I don't pop that on. So I popped it on, and she walked into the room, like, I don't know, 10 minutes into the movie. And of course, they're coming up, hello, Beep, they're coming up on Good Sir Knight, and she howled. And yeah. How funny it was. And then she goes, well, Daddy, where's the horse? Because, of course, they ride off and he's clicking the two halves of the coconuts. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
There is no horse. And she's like, but I hear a horse. I said, all right. So I rewind it and I said, look at the man's hands. And next thing I know, she leaves the room, comes back, has found a plastic Easter egg, and goes, is it like this? And goes, and I'm like, oh, my God, yes. She bailed on her friend and came and sat with me and watched fucking Monty Python for like a half an hour until her friend came in and was like, hey, are we still playing? Or did you, like, do I need to leave?
Is this awkward now?
Yeah. But I'm like, so funny. Oh, my God, that movie is so fucking funny and made, you know, I won't say flawlessly, but, I mean, it's great. And it's so, I mean, 1975, I mean...
That is insane.
Yeah, I was, and I'm sitting there like, God, you know, in another 5 years, there's like every theater in the country, if they're still around,
right,
should be like, hey, we're going to charge you 1975 prices to come watch Monty Python and the Holy Grail on the big screen. Let's do it.
I'd be there in a heartbeat.
Oh, yes.
I remember watching that movie when I was probably like 7 or 8, and my dad showed it to me, and like I found it so funny at that age, and mm-hmm. I have not rewatched it like as an adult. I just can't even imagine how great it's going to be. Oh. I mean, like I watched it again when I was like teenager, but I'm like, as an actual adult, I'm going to find this the funniest fucking thing.
Oh yeah. It's so funny. And then oh, like you great. See, you know, after you've watched it a few times, then you go back and rewatch it, and you see the guy with a swallow and a coconut, and he's trying to figure out, like, how the fuck does this bird fly with a coconut strapped to it? And stupid little shit in the background. Oh, I love it so much. Oh, my God.
It's amazing. Jake and I have been in this, like, nostalgic movie thing. It started where we, like, got drunk one night, and the internet wasn't working because fucking internet.
Yes.
And so we're like, well, I guess we have to watch a goddamn DVD. I was just like, let's watch The Office Space. That's a really good movie. We laughed our asses off all night. That went into, we watched The Big Lebowski, mm-hmm. and now we're watching Wayne's World with the kids. And,
yes.
Oh, God. So I love it. I love all of these, because those are some really fucking good-ass movies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And again, Office Space, who's behind it?
I love it.
I am, goddammit.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah. And he said Mike Judge is just fucking amazing.
I, like, the first time I watched that movie, it was funny. But, like, watching it again, as an adult.
Yes.
I'm just like, this is the funniest shit.
Yep.
And, like, every movie, it's so convoluted, but it's so funny. It's, like, not like these new comedies where they're just like, oh, my God, all this crazy shit is happening.
Yeah.
It's like, no, this is actually funny. This is actually fucking funny.
I
love it so much.
It's a classic. It's one of those ones that every time it comes on, you just hit play.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, channel 712. Yep. Office Space, let's do it.
Didn't you, haven't you watched this 100 times? We're going to make it 101. Shut up. Some favorite parts coming up. I'll burn this building down.
One thing I did want to share with you.
Yes.
And I don't know, because there's a lot of things you don't have out there on the west end of Rantyville.
Yeah.
But on my vacation, I discovered quite possibly the greatest thing ever. Are you ready? Are you ready to have your mind not only expanded, but completely blown?
No, but I will.
Well, pucker your buttholes. Because, and I'm sure this is a thing in other places, and it's probably been around for years. Made-to-order donuts.
Oh, dear God.
But with just some fucking fantastic combinations.
Ooh.
Maple frosting with real bacon. Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's intense.
I went on vacation and punished my liver and my cholesterol.
Oh, yeah.
Like, freshly fried. Like, you literally watch your donuts drop from batter to fryer and then into a bowl. And they take them and they have a list. You order with, like a fucking baseball scorecard. You're like, all right, I want this on it, this on it, this on it, this on it. Donut number two. This. Donut number three. This. I mean, key lime pie donuts with cream cheese ice. I mean, just anything you wanted. Oh, my God. It was fucking amazing.
That is insane.
And by the way, I now have the diabetes. Because, I mean, if I don't, I should.
It's okay. I have a beer cut from quarantine. It's fine.
I'm trying to work on it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, oh, my God, those donuts. And, I mean, they're not cheap. But I don't fucking care.
It's worth it.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just no judgment. Anything goes. You tell them, hey, look, I want you to put chocolate on it, and then I want you to roll it around in cinnamon sugar, and then I want icing, and I want you to top it with bacon. And the best part is, it's not like fucking Domino's or Papa John's or anywhere where they charge you extra for the extra cheese. You know, another $2 on the pie. No. You can order one donut, put every fucking thing they have on it, and you still pay like $2.20.
That is insane. Can you make them look you in the eye while they do it?
Nah, for the most part, they have their backs turned to you. Because otherwise, what happens is it gives Karen too much of a visual. Where she can be like, ahem, excuse me, more cream cheese, more icing. I will show you my score sheet right here. I checked extra icing, and to me, that doesn't look like extra icing. No, they have your backs to you. It had to have been a Karen. Karen had to have fucked that up for everybody.
Mm-hmm. I mean, granted, love to make eye contact with someone making my donut for me.
Yeah, and just and as Heather stared at the girl who was making her peanut butter chocolate donut, she slowly grasped her mask at the nose and pulled it down seductively just below her chin, and very quietly whispered the words, "I love you."
True facts.
You are my donut god. But oh yeah, it like I heard somebody in the hotel talking about it, and I was like, this thing. All right, well, fuck it, let's check this out. Pull it up. Hey, look, there's one like two blocks away. So you know, it's either a hotel breakfast during a pandemic, where they put four things of orange juice and four things of boxed cereal.
Yeah.
Right now, if just newsflash, if you're staying at a hotel and the you know, the breaking point is, well, they have free breakfast, don't leverage it. Don't use that as leverage right now.
I read something about the hospitality and they're everything is like prepackaged.
Yes.
And the continental breakfast.
Yep.
Not a real thing anymore.
Yep. Which, by the way, I don't know how a guy named Otis Spunkmeyer made it through life, let alone led a fucking muffin company. Because with a last name like Spunkmeyer, I mean, how he didn't off himself at some point. But yeah, that's all it was prepackaged muffins, boxes of cereal, and the orange juice. They didn't even have milk, so fuck, you just want me to eat Frosted Flakes dry?
Like a child?
Yeah, if you want to give me dry cereal, give me fucking Honey Nut Cheerios, okay? I can revert to 6 months old. That's fine. But don't give me Frosted Flakes or Corn Pops with no milk. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Back to food again. So right before we started recording, actually I was driving at perilous speeds down the highway and tweeting, hey, me and Heather D are going to be doing a thing. So ask us stuff. And so our good friend Manager John, at Manager John, replied, should peaches be allowed on a sub sandwich? And why do Americans call tuna fish, not just tuna? Like, is there a tuna cow or something? Or where did Matthew Schwimmer go? Has he fallen down a well with little Timmy? Well, I don't know who the fuck Matthew Schwimmer is.
I had to Google it, too.
Oh.
And instantly,
I didn't even Google it.
I Googled it, and it instantly brought me to David Schwimmer. So I'm assuming maybe it's, what's the other, Matt LeBlanc or something like that?
He's still doing stuff.
Well, I mean, like, maybe that's what happened is, like, the two got intertwined.
Yeah. Well, there is a Friends reunion coming, what, HBO or something? I don't know. Peacock? Whatever streaming service you have to pay for now to get the shit that used to be free.
I'm just assuming that Matthew Schwimmer is David Schwimmer.
It's his alter ego.
Yeah. Or maybe that was, like, his birth name or something, but I'm just
going to... That's what he uses to check into hotels.
Yeah.
Because Ross was never bright.
We were on a break! I'm assuming that's who it is.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, he's just disappeared. And I feel like if I was on Friends, I would also just live off of that for the rest of my life and never do a damn thing again.
Exactly. Which still makes me wonder, like, Seinfeld's stand-up was good, but he didn't have to.
Mm.
I'll be honest with you, I much more enjoy his Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee than that stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with that stand-up, the 23 hours or something. It was good, but I like Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee way more.
Yeah.
Way more. But,
Not to sidebar, just a little sidebar.
Oh, let's sidebar. Sidebar, Your Honor.
I don't know her. I was seeing this thing. It was like this looper page on Facebook that talks about like movies and TV shows, and they were talking about how like The Office, the U.S. version, just like paved the like actual sitcom way, and how like they went away from that whole just like staged one camera thing.
Yes.
Where. And how it just, like, revolutionized sitcoms. I'm like, you are so right, and I love everything that you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that has nothing to do with it. I just love The Office. It's so fucking good.
Again, you guys got me on The Office. I thoroughly enjoy The Office, to the point now where I do the gym, look to the camera all the time.
I'm so happy, and I love everything about that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I had somebody come up to me, was it, like, 2 days ago, And literally ask, do you work here? I mean, radio, headset, name of company on my shirt, name tag, walking around, keys jangling, and I looked for the camera. Where is it?
There's an episode where Pam and Jim are talking. So, like, they decided they were going to, like, stay late and work so they didn't have to come in on the weekend. And then they end up, like, getting locked into the building or whatever. And, like, they're talking. Pam is, like, talking to Jim about, like, oh, what will you do with all your free time? He's like, probably travel. Like, because he's going to have to come into work in, like, 10 hours.
Yeah.
And I ask people all the time when they're just like, oh, I have a day off. And I'm like, what are you going to do with all your free time? And they don't get it. I'm like so mad every single fucking time. I'm like, I shouldn't be mad, but I'm so fucking mad. If I ever ask you, what are you going to do with all your free time? This is for the whole fucking world. If I ever ask you that, you say, I'm going to travel, and then I'll high-five you.
Yes.
And we can stop our conversation, because we're done.
Yep.
That's all I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, sidebar.
Yep. Sidebar accomplished.
Should peaches be allowed on a sub sandwich? Fuck no. What the fuck kind of question is
that? I want to know which Patel-owned Subway did he walk into that had peaches?
Yeah, that's so weird.
Like, did they check the wrong box and order something on accident? They were like, we cannot let it go to waste. Maybe someone will want peaches on their sub.
Unless the bread is, like, the puff pastry and the mayonnaise is cream cheese or something like that. I don't know. If it's not a sandwich, then yes, peaches can be allowed on a sandwich, but...
Yeah, I mean, having a bread bowl with cottage cheese and peaches on it doesn't make it a sub.
And I just don't. Manager John, do you eat peaches on your sandwiches?
We gotta find out.
This is something I need to know.
Yeah, this is one of those he was asking for a friend kind of deals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should peaches be allowed on a sub sandwich? Asking for a friend.
Yeah. I would have never even, like, put peaches on a sandwich radar at all. Like, that's not a thing.
No. No. So the only thing I can think is somebody mispackaged, like a banana peppers. Not even, like, sweet peppers.
Even that. Yeah. And, like, even that. I mean, I don't know. I just don't know. What is this world coming to?
I don't know. Either that or somebody's really fucking with you, John. And I mean really fucking with you.
Let us know. Yeah. Just let us know. We need to know.
We need a verdict. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I will tell you, I don't call it tuna fish. There's really no mistaking. There's tuna.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I say, hey, honey, when you go to the store, get some canned tuna. Because I'd like to make a tuna sandwich. I don't say a tuna fish sandwich, because that just sounds ugh. And for most of us, we all know tuna from a can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's very few that have caught an actual tuna.
Yeah.
That is a tuna fish. Everything else is just tuna.
maybe it's labeled. I don't, because, like, literally we don't buy tuna because I think it's disgusting as fuck. Maybe on the can it says tuna fish on it. But I also think the only reason why we call it tuna fish is purely for the joke. What's the difference between a piano and a fish?
Go on.
You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish.
God.
My father taught me when I was six.
even if I Google it and just put tuna, it says tuna. It's a fish. A tuna is a saltwater fish. Yeah. Okay.
I have heard people refer to say a tuna fish sandwich.
Yes.
They do say that. They don't say a tuna sandwich. They do say a tuna fish sandwich. So, okay, I understand it. There is merit behind this. There is. But yeah, I still think that it's the joke thing. I think it's the dad joke. That's the only reason why we still call it tuna fish.
Yeah, I'd go with that. Because, I mean, you don't say, hey, I'll have the smoked salmon fish.
Yeah.
Or, you know, now I will admit that there is a differentiation, especially for those of us on the east side of Rantyville. Crab meat does have to be specified.
Uh-huh. Not crab imitation.
Exactly. Do you have real crab meat or is it imitation crab meat?
Yeah.
But it's still identifying as a crab, which I mm-hmm. imitation crab meat is just. It's just wrong on so many levels.
It's disgusting. My husband loves it. And he literally, one time we were at the grocery store, he bought a package of it to eat as a snack on the way home. I had to roll all the windows down. It's disgusting.
And it was, immediately he was removed as a beneficiary.
Yeah, means for divorce right there. 100%.
Actually, and you know what? I got a question for John, though. Now that I think about it. Do you just call Canadian bacon bacon?
Ooh.
But better yet, if it's not like the ham slice or the round, and it's just, you know, regular, what we know as regular bacon, do you guys call it American bacon?
Hey, fat ass bacon? No, I'm just kidding.
My 600 pound ass bacon. America bacon.
Yep. Freedom!
It's freedom fat.
It is. I mean, that is our right to eat the greasiest, fattest part of a pig. That is my God-given right.
That's right. That's right. Pigs waller and root in shit. Yeah, but they're delicious.
Fuck yeah.
I don't care, Jules. another great movie. Pulp Fiction. Can't go wrong.
Just love it.
Yeah. And actually, so you had mentioned something before we were talking about movies. Mm-hmm. You had this idea, which, by the way, John, is it American bacon? Peaches? No. Canadian bacon? Is it just bacon for you? Let us know. Sorry.
Yeah, we have lots of homework.
Yes, yes. And I'm sure Ryan Howard will jump in and fact check something, and I'll just go, you're not Canadian, butt out.
He's gonna like come up with like an actual like sandwich that's a delicacy with peaches on it. I'm like, well, shut up.
I'm gonna get a thesis paper emailed to me. I'm just gonna be like, fuck, I asked for this, didn't I?
God damn it.
I mean, he's working from home. He's got some time.
Because knowledge is power.
Which I gotta admit, especially for a newlywed couple, the whole working from home thing right now, hey, it's either the greatest thing in the world, or it's, did I make the right choice? I know the man made the right choice. His wife is lovely.
Oh, yeah.
So I know that's working out really good. But, so you this movie plot thing.
Yes, so I found, a long time ago, like, I stumbled upon that, like, movie plots explained badly. And I want you to try to guess what movies they are, because they are so funny. I mean, they are hilarious.
Okay.
Okay, and I think you'll do pretty good.
Okay.
Fingers crossed. Okay. First one. Grumpy emo chick ponders whether to shag a corpse or a dog over several years.
Oh my god.
It's challenging because you weren't a teenage girl at the time of this release. I will tell you that.
I don't think I was ever a teenage girl, so I'm not going to have a clue.
True. I mean, very true. Grumpy emo chick ponders whether to shag a corpse or a dog over several years. If you want to give up, just let me know.
Yeah, I'm pushing on this one.
Twilight.
Yeah, definitely not going to get that one.
I think you're going to get this one.
Okay.
Group spends 9 hours returning jewelry.
Group spends 9 hours returning jewelry.
Group spends 9 hours returning jewelry. It is a trilogy, if that helps.
Oh, my God. Not the Hobbits. Fuck.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah. Those movies.
Lord of the Rings.
Yes. Lord of the Rings. Yes.
Good job. Okay. Let's see. Oh, God. This one, I don't know if you'll actually get this one. It's like...
If it's an emo it's chick funny. Trying to fuck a dog, no, I'm not going to get it.
It's not, but like it makes sense when you know. Okay. Everyone tries the ice bucket challenge.
Titanic?
Yeah, that's it. I did not think you were going to get that. Fucking high five, dude.
Oh.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay. Leonardo DiCaprio wanders a frozen wasteland in search of an Oscar.
Revenant.
Yep. Good job.
Only because it was current and Leonardo DiCaprio immediately narrows it down.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This is another one that, like, it's... I didn't think you were going to get Titanic, though, so maybe you're going to get this one. Probably not, though. Boy spends 7 years being a third wheel.
Mmm.
7 years.
Shit.
That's a clue. Again, a teenager. Oh, I just...
No. I got nothing.
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Mrs.
TRB would have nailed it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is a good one. Stockholm Syndrome works.
Stockholm Syndrome works?
I will tell you that it's a t-shirt. Right? It's animated. I will give you that hint.
Oh, God. Stockholm Syndrome works. Oh, my God. Yeah, no.
Beauty and the Beast.
Oh,
I know, right?
I should know that. Yeah.
It's so great. Like, once you know, it makes so much fucking sense. Yep. Okay, this is a good one. Okay. Talking frog convinces son to kill his dad.
What?
I know, right? Again, though, when you know it.
Frog convinces his dad to kill his son?
No. Talking frog convinces son.
Oh.
To kill his dad. His dad that didn't know was his dad.
Jesus. Yeah, you win.
Star Wars.
Oh, Jesus. Yoda wasn't a fucking frog.
I mean, he basically is a frog.
Nobody even knows what Yoda is, because everybody just had to call the thing from The Mandalorian Baby Yoda.
I know. Oh my God, I watched a whole thing about The Mandalorian. I haven't even finished the actual series, and Jake is like on my ass about it, but I saw a thing about it. It's so crazy.
Was it? Anyway. I think, so sidebar, one of the stormtroopers in one of the last episodes, I think it was Bill Hader.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Is that true? No, Jason Sudeikis.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, Jason Sudeikis was
that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the one that punches Baby Yoda.
That is crazy.
Yeah. I don't know why I was thinking it was Bill Hader, because, I don't know, I thoroughly enjoy Bill Hader. I even like his small roles, like the stepbrother in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
He's fun.
He is really funny. I love that Documentary Now series that he does with that
Fred Armisen
guy. Yes. Oh my God, that's so funny.
Oh, I love Fred Armisen is by far one of my favorites ever.
He's so fucking smart, and it just like, oh my God, he makes me laugh so hard.
Yes.
Okay, I have two more for you.
Okay.
Okay. Drug addict girl takes advantage of mentally challenged boy for 3 decades.
Oh, Forrest Gump.
Yes, good job.
Yes.
Okay, and then the last one is Mr. Deeds finds a rock and falls on unfortunate times.
Oh, that's Uncut Gems.
Oh, you got it. You got it.
I literally just watched, maybe like half of it again before work today. That fucking movie... Getting and not even the movie itself is fantastic. Adam Sandler in that movie is fucking great.
I have never seen him in that role ever.
Never. Like, he tried serious and stuff like was it Spanglish and Punch Drunk Love, but he was trying to do serious roles at like the height of, you know, like Billy Madison and shit like that. Oh my God, him in Uncut Gems, he should have been best actor, easily.
It was great, and it kept me on my edge the entire time. And also, that movie does make me very grateful that I'm poor and don't have to deal with anything like that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't have 40 grand to throw down on a basketball game.
That was a fucking shit show, dear God.
Technically, he didn't have 40 grand to throw down on a basketball game either.
He did not. No spoilers. I'm like trying to like figure out how to not spoil anything.
Oh, fuck it. It's on Netflix at this point. If you haven't seen it by now, you deserve the spoilers.
Yeah. Heads up.
So, yeah. Spoilers!
That movie was so fucking intense. I mean, in the first 2 minutes, you see just a broken bone popping out of a leg. Mm-hmm. Just right there. Yep. All of it.
Yep.
I do have to say, the one thing that I didn't love was the weird, like, Stranger Things sound.
Yeah. It was like
an I didn't destroy the movie at all. No. But I was just sitting there, I'm just like, it sounds 80s, but this is not 80s at all.
No, it
there's got to be something deeper in there.
It was like, it was 2010. And there there were a few clues. I think it was I think it actually shows up on the screen in 2010.
Very beginning.
But like, if you look at the iPhone he's using.
Yeah.
It's like one of the very first ones, very basic. Kevin Garnett, you know, in his championship ring, which he won in 2008. You know, so that was still a big deal. Kevin Garnett's still playing basketball. Which, again, Adam Sandler is so good in that. But I got to say, Kevin Garnett, and I've never seen him in anything else other than a basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's his acting debut, Dude Man's going to do pretty good.
Oh, it was good.
He was. And it could, you know, that could really just be the way he is. And maybe that's why he was cast. Or that role was written for him, whatever. But he was great. I did do some looking into Julia Fox, who plays the mistress. So she actually, hello beep, said, God, was it her and a friend went to like LA or something like that and actually came across this group of girls, and they ended up, it was called Fantasy Girls. She did like a documentary / movie type thing on them. And it was these girls that were trying to make a living one way, but they ended up resorting to like porn or something like that. So she actually had some weight under her belt before this role, which was really her first one. She was really good. Like, you know, the psycho mistress, I mean, that's to a T.
Oh, yeah.
And from the I love you, I hate you, I love you, I hate you constantly, like, she sold that.
And, oh, yeah.
I mean, even oh, my God, Frozen chick, his wife. Not Kristen Bell, the other one.
Dax Shepard's wife.
Not her.
Not her?
Not her. The other girl in Frozen.
I don't know.
Idina Menzel. Menzel. She's his wife.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Oh, my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So she's one of the, I don't know which one, Anna, Elsa, there's so much frozen Anna. Shit in this house.
Elsa. But, she's Elsa.
Yeah, she's Elsa. That's right. She's the ice chick. Yeah, that's his wife. That's Sandler's wife in the movie. I mean, even Judd Hirsch is like the patriarch of the family. You're like, oh, shit, you know, there's the dad from Independence Day. You know, and he is Jewish, as is Sandler. But the whole movie, top to bottom, was great. But I think the best thing about it is we all grew up with Adam Sandler doing Shabadoo and, you know, fuck you, Tollbooth Willie. All comedic roles, because that's where he got his start, was in comedy and doing tapes and stuff like that, SNL. But I got like 10 minutes into watching that movie, and I stopped realizing that that's Adam Sandler. That's totally not the Adam Sandler I know. Certainly not the Adam Sandler I expected.
Yeah.
And I think the only way that you can, you know, watch that role and be like, oh, yeah, it's Adam Sandler, is, you know, when he kind of has to be like, ah, oh, hey, how you doing, guy? All right, yeah, all right, hey, buddy. That kind of, and even then, you're so deep into the role of Howard. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. You forget it's Sandler, and you take a ride watching that movie, is what I felt.
Absolutely. That is something about that movie. Like, I literally felt like I felt the despair that he's feeling, where he's like, oh my God, everyone wants to kill me. I have money everywhere. I've really fucked everything over. I don't know how I'm going to fucking fix this. Like, I felt that. I was just like, oh my God, that's a lot. Like, it's insane.
Yeah. And in the course of like a couple of days.
Oh yeah. It's a whole lot. And then on top of that, he has to make it to his, daughter's high school play.
Yes.
And that was a fun scene.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, honey, I locked my keys in the car in the trunk.
Can you come open it? Hi.
Hey.
How's it going? Please don't worry about this.
Yep.
It's fine. Everything's fine. I've got it under control.
Yeah. Comes back in like a tracksuit. Dad, what happened? Shut the fuck up. Watch your sister.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It is intense. That movie is intense.
And it's just... It's funny how it changes, you know, in the course of whatever it is, an hour and a half, hour 45 minutes. I couldn't even keep track of the time when I first watched it.
It's 2 hours and like 10 minutes long.
See?
But it's crazy.
Like, you start off and you're like, oh, okay, all right, this guy's interesting. And then a little bit later on, you're like, well, this guy's kind of a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little bit later, you're like, man, fuck this guy. This guy deserves to be shot. And then you get towards the end of the movie, and you're pulling for him. You're rooting for him to win.
Yeah. How did they do that?
Yeah, it's like 15 minutes ago, I wanted you to take a bullet in the back of your fucking head. And now I want you to win this, whatever it is, six-way parlay on the Celtics in the playoffs.
No, I had no clue what they were talking about when they were dealing with that. I'm like, I feel like I was the girl delivering the money. I'm like, whatever it is, just whatever this paper says, make that happen.
That's where Mrs. TRB would have been too, had she not fallen asleep.
Right.
And then judge the movie on the half that she saw. And I'm like, you don't even watch a fucking movie. You can't tell me you don't want to watch it.
Because, dude, the ending. Dear yes. Lord.
Oh, my God. And the worst part is, like, at that point in the movie, you haven't seen the kids, you haven't heard from the wife in a while. And then, spoiler, when he gets shot in his own shop and killed, now, like, as it starts to make this, I don't know, the little wormhole or whatever through that gem, like, you're seeing his life.
It's 2 fucking hours of everything going wrong.
Yes.
2 minutes of everything going right.
Yep.
And then he's dead.
Yep.
For real. Like, it was just, it pulled so many emotions out of me.
Yeah. And I mean, I wasn't even drunk.
Yeah.
But I was just intense. Like, holy shit. I mean, it's a fucking ride.
It was good. It was good. I'm glad I watched it.
Yeah.
I'm glad you made me watch it.
It's one of those movies where you, like, if you have a recliner, you're going to recline it for the first maybe 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. After that, you're sitting up. Like, if you're in a movie theater and it rocked back and get comfy and this and that, yeah, half hour in, you're on the edge of your seat, like, nervously nibbling the popcorn. Like, I can't miss a word. I can't chew loudly.
How did I feel his anxiety? Like, how the fuck did I feel that?
Yeah. It's so well done, so well put together.
No lie. When they, like, hung him out of the window, I held my breath. Mm-hmm. It scared the fuck out of me. I'm just like, that would be the most terrifying thing.
Yeah.
It was intense.
And I it was, God, I can't remember the name of the guy that's Howard's goon.
Mm-hmm.
It ends up doing everything. Shit. Where is it? Who was that guy? I've seen him in stuff before. Keith Williams Richards. Is an actor known for Uncut Gems and another movie. Okay, maybe I have not seen him in anything before.
Two movies. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
That's a good one to have on your record, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta say, that was, wow. Yeah, I haven't seen him in anything. Because he did Uncut Gems in 2019 and a short in 2020.
Okay.
Yeah. So, my statement of, I swear I've seen that guy in something before.
Redacted.
Yeah. Redacted. I mean, he could very well just be, you know, that you know, mobster type guy that you see in every movie.
He does just like, yeah, I get what you're saying.
He pulls the douchiness off very well.
That is him.
Very much so. But yeah, I mean, even down to that guy, man, it's good. It is good.
It is good.
But Yeah, yeah. Glad I got you to watch it. We'll have to get Tyler's take on it when he's able to join us next. I'm glad you had plans with the missus tonight, sir, because
getting drunk at a barcade sounds awesome.
Oh, I didn't even know that was the plan. Fuck, I would have showed up.
Yeah, he messaged that. That sounds phenomenal.
Oh, you lucky son of a bitch.
I know. Speaking of drunk, I need to take a tiny little break. I've been trying for the longest time.
Hey, everybody. While Heather takes a quick pee-pee break, why don't you guys check out a promo from our good friend and resident Rantyville fact-checker, Mr. Ryan Howard.
Hi there, adventurers. My name is Ryan Howard, and if you're into Dungeons & Dragons, Pathfinder, or other tabletop role-playing games, then you need to check out Rollin' Bones with Ryan Howard, live every Monday and Saturday on Twitch. Join me on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Central for Rollin' Bones as I interview RPG creators and enthusiasts, discover new games, and review RPGs. And on Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. Central, you can stop by for breakfast on Danishes and Dragons, where I plan my weekly campaigns and talk about my favorite breakfast foods and coffees. If these shows sound like fun, then head to RollinBonesPodcast.com, watch my replays on YouTube, subscribe to Ryan_Howitzer on Twitch, or discover the audio on Anchor. Rollin' Bones with Ryan Howard, your RPG treasure hoard.
We're back.
We're back. We're back. Heather took her short little, quick little break.
Thank you guys for being there with me.
Yeah, thanks. Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate it a lot.
Well, I think...
We call it tots and pears. Tots and pears.
Tots and pears.
Yeah, you say tomato, I say tomato.
I say turnip, you say turnips.
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 Isn't that so much fun to say?
What's your idea of foreplay, turnips? Or yeah, what do you play with most during foreplay, turnips?
It's just so much fun. It's so hard to stop once you start.
Oh God! Well, we better stop and get on with the last segment.
Yes.
Which I don't know. I don't have a coin to flip to see who. Yeah. You know what?
I flipped one. You got it.
Oh, good job. Good job. Way to do all the backbreaking work here.
And it was probably fair. It was not rigged at all. I did flip a coin.
Okay.
100%. Right. Don't call me out on it. Don't fact check me, Ryan.
I'm going to hack into the video. Oh, boy. So, I... See, this says when I was younger, but I think I should read this as a younger woman instead of, dearest Abigail.
Yeah, that person is not this person.
Mm-mm. Because then you can really spot when I embellish.
Yes. Welcome to Dearest Abigail, fourth grade whore.
Oh, boy.
This is a good one.
It is. It is. I didn't even read Abby's response because I was like, she's just going to fuck it up. Which is why we're here.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, by the way. You're welcome.
Free service. We're not behind a paywall here. But, I mean, if you want to send us money, you know. Corona.
I'm not against it.
Or Mick Ultra.
Not against it.
Yeah, sponsor spot, you know. What's up? Corona. Got the virus. Oh boy. So here we go. Pregnant bride to be faces choice between two brothers.
Red flag. Red
absolutely.
Flag.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't really like that this says big mess in the South as her sign-off name. This should really just be Brenda from West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, we'll do this in a little bit more youthful voice. Even though it makes me sound like a gay man. hem-haw, cough, beer, burp. More beer.
There it is. Open it yourselves.
Dear Abigail, fourth grade whore. So, like, when I was younger, I was engaged to a man that I'll call, air quotes, Jake.
Half the reason why I chose it.
Yeah, bitch. I was deeply in love with him, only to have my heart broken when he cheated on me, that motherfucker. So I broke it off and didn't let him break anything off for a while. A short time later, I developed feelings for his brother, air quote, Jed. One thing led to another.
What? Was that really the best name you could come up with? Jed. Jake and Jed.
I mean, I told you that it's really Brenda from West Virginia. I mean, it's only like the most common name. Like, go to a casino, everyone's name tag says Jed.
Of course.
God, fucking expand your horizons, Heather. Kind of like how I expanded myself across this whole family.
Right?
Because one thing led to another, and Jed and I are engaged to be married in 2 months. Yeah, that's right. When Jake found out I was dating Jed, he grew distant. Like, he went to the other end of the coal mine and worked. Fuck him. I figured it was because he was in shock. Recently, he contacted me and invited me to dinner. He then started asking inappropriate questions like, who had the bigger dick? Him or Jed?
Even though he already knows.
Of course he knew. Of course he knew. He changed Jed's diaper. I mean, come on, facts. So, thinking it had to do with the wedding plans, I was like, totes. We were getting ready to leave. Jake told me he still loved me, and he made a terrible mistake. And I was like, yeah, you did. You fucked up. And now I'm going to marry your brother, you fucking asshole. And then it occurred to me that when I called him a fucking asshole, there was a little bit of flooding in the basement. So I agreed. And, you know, I mean, I'd had a few drinks. And so we ended up what most people call a one-night stand. But it was just like a fucking mega bone session. Like I'm going to tell you right now, Jake put it on me. I mean, there was some helicopter shit. I mean, I don't know where that cucumber ended up.
Oh, God.
All I'm saying is Jake's going to go need to refill the produce drawer in his refrigerator, okay? Shit got wild, bitch. Yeah. But see, I mean, I know where the cucumber didn't end up because, like, I just found out I'm pregnant. And, I mean, like, some Maury shit for real. I'm not sure if Jake is the father or if it's Jed. But like for real, like honestly, I still love Jake, but he's like a fucking bum. Like he can't keep a job, and I honestly don't think he would support me and a baby. I mean, come on, with that meth habit, do you think he can afford diapers? No. I mean, for fuck's sake. I mean, should I keep my mouth shut and marry Jed, who has a good job and is faithful, or should I, like, just break it off with Jed and instead of keeping my mouth shut, maybe open my legs and stay with Jake and see if maybe we can do, like, a sequel to Breaking Bad with all his fucking drug problems? So I'm going to hide some facts here and say big mess in the South, but for real, like, legit, it's Brenda from West Virginia at the other end of the coal mine.
Oh, God. Oh, this girl is in a mess.
Hey, you watch your fucking mouth. I'm still here, bitch. All right? I mean, like, I really don't give a fuck what you have to say, but, like, dear Abigail, like, she gave me some advice, and I'm going to read it to you. I'm going to read it to you right now, whether you like it or not, okay? So you can, like, go take another pee break, and I'll just fucking read to whoever listens, or you can sit there and take it like a woman, like I did with Jake and Jed. Yeah. Because quite honestly, I'm seriously just thinking about a three-way, and whoever puts it on me the best, bang, there it is. That's who I'm marrying.
Bang, there it is.
I mean, legit bang, hello. I mean, seriously, whoever gives me an orgasm first, yeah, that's like total soulmate shit right there.
That's fair, I guess. That's fair.
I mean, come on. I mean, seriously, money, stability, or just like who's got the biggest dick? I mean, for
that's real. That's how women choose.
I mean, it really is here in West Virginia. It really is. It really is. Because, you know, then like there's the chance for him with the bigger dick to maybe like make it to, you know, a big city, like, I don't know, like Wichita, and break into porn with like his massive horse cock.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, people that go into gay porn make a lot of money.
I mean,
and you don't even have to be gay.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, I can go ahead and just film the three of us. You know, it can we can call it like the two bros and the hoe. You know, whatever.
I'd watch that.
Yeah, you probably already have. You just don't realize it.
Oh, for sure.
So, so this old bitch, she said, you'd be doing a terrible disservice to Jed if you marry him while you honestly, air quotes, what the fuck is that about, still love his brother. If you do, you'll be in for a lifetime of guilt and frustration, and the chances are great that you and Jake won't be able to stay away from each other. Oh yeah, we totally fuck at the reunion. While marriage under these circumstances may seem like an attractive solution for you economically, it doesn't take a crystal ball to predict it will be another disaster. Kind of like when he said, let's try anal. Total disaster. I mean, it's hard to have an office job where you have to sit after that for 5 days a week.
Oh, God.
So instead of trying to take the easy way out, straighten your spine, fess up, and do the right thing. A paternity test will determine which brother is the father of your child and the one who should support it. Okay, look, I hate to break it to you, bitch. All right, Jake doesn't have any money. I haven't married Jed yet, so I don't have access to those bank accounts. All right, so we're not gonna do the money thing here. All right, I'm telling you, we're going on the Steve Wilkos show, where they do the paternity test for free. That's right, and then everybody gets to see how fucking hot I am with 8 pounds of makeup on. I really hate myself right now for.
That was phenomenal. I mean, that was phenomenal.
Oh my God.
You really got into it. I love that.
I did. I was all full of Jake and Jed. Most people say piss and vinegar, but I was full of Jake and Jed.
So much Jake and Jed.
So much. I mean, all I'm saying to you, honey, is those boys filled me out like a McDonald's application during an unemployment crisis. Okay.
Oh,
they crossed every T and dotted every lowercase J. There's your Wayne's World reference.
That was phenomenal. I love that.
Oh my God. I started off the show incriminating a Nintendo character of being a Coke dealer. And I finished as some gussied up whore from West Virginia who's taken dick from both sides of the family tree.
Oh, God.
Hello, hell, how are you? I'll be there soon.
This is a family program, sir.
As in, we have families, that's about it.
Mm-hmm. And this girl fucks all the family.
Yes. you should see what me and Uncle Bill did, but like, I totally can't write in about that.
No, can't incriminate myself too.
All I'm saying is, I don't know which shaft is bigger, Uncle Bill's or the coal mine.
So I love that in this like article they do Jake and Jed in quotes, and then for the rest of it they don't. Maybe that's actually their names.
They did it like a mathematical equation. Like, we will introduce variable X and Y. And they will be absolute, and you shall now know that X is X and Y is Y.
Yeah, so basically, they should just, like, get into a polyamorous relationship. Like, they should just all get married, and then they could start a show called Brother Wives. And
yeah.
Problem solved.
Yeah.
Problem fucking solved.
Or, you know, or quite honestly, both of them can completely fall out of love with her.
True.
And then, you know, years go by, they accumulate a little money, and, you know, much like everybody else nowadays, they have some kind of an appliance that they, the hawk, you know, Emerald with his air fryer, and that other guy with the Gotham fucking pots and pans is the kind of shit you get to watch when you're up at 2 o'clock in the morning still. Mm-hmm. And these two brothers, hell, they're just going to market something based off their experience. You know what it is? It's the home rotisserie.
That's right. You can come on down and spit roast your own bird, just like me and my brother did about 15 years ago with this whore named, whatever the fuck I said her name was. Whore. Judge, you gotta get it right. It's whoa.
Whoa. I love that.
Oh, by the way, Danny DeVito's Twitter. Oh God, he's so good.
I don't think I follow him. What's wrong with me?
I don't even follow him. I just keep seeing stuff pop up, and it's like he has these just witty responses to stuff.
He is so funny.
God, he's so good.
Didn't he like come out and say that he's never going to retire? He's just like, I'm literally going to do this for the rest of my life because it's the best thing.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yeah, God damn it. Where was it? Somebody said something about short people, and he was like, hey, leave me alone.
Yeah. I remember
what the hell it was.
My son's preschool teacher loves Danny DeVito and like had a framed picture of him in her preschool classroom, and I'm like, that is literally the best thing I've ever seen.
That's
ever.
Awesome.
Yeah, she was a phenomenal teacher.
Yeah, and I mean, the best thing is about Danny DeVito, like, he covers so much. Like, we were on vacation, so of course, you know, you get like 6 channels in the hotel room, 5 of which you don't really want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But Matilda came on.
Oh my God, yeah, I love that movie.
And I was like, holy shit. And the kids were captivated, but my daughter even more. And I'm like, yeah, it's Danny DeVito. He's pretty awesome. And she was like, but he's a bad guy. I was like, yeah, we'll have to find some other stuff. We'll have to find some other things where, you know, Danny DeVito is not such a bad guy. Of course, he's the villain in Space Junior. Jam.
Yeah. Junior. Loved him in Junior. Oh, I don't think I've seen that. Oh.
It's him and Schwarzenegger as, was it genetically created twins or something like that?
They did that in Junior, just both of those. They're just like, it's kind of the similar thing, but we'll just make 2 movies out of it.
Well, no, Junior's the one where Schwarzenegger gets pregnant.
Yeah. I just mean the whole, like, they're working together, and then, like, genetics are involved.
Right, right. Yeah. But I by far, my favorite DeVito movie is him in Man on the Moon.
Mm-hmm.
With Jim Carrey doing Andy Kaufman.
Mm-hmm.
Hands down my favorite. I mean, quite honestly, just one of my favorite movies anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he's so good in that as George, the agent.
Mm-hmm.
Again, so many good movies.
I know.
Danny DeVito.
I have my whole Saturday and Sunday already booked up now.
Oh, really? Yeah, fuck, what's the one he's in? Oh my God, it's a big ensemble movie. Aliens, God damn it. It was Mars Attacks.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah. You haven't seen Mars Attacks?
I haven't. I've seen Killer Clowns from Outer Space. It's not the same thing, but...
Oh my God, you have to see Mars Attacks.
I'll have to find...
It is so fucking funny.
Mm-hmm.
Because so it came out... was it the same year, a year before Independence Day?
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, I'm gonna go fact check here because that one came out in '96.
We just really have our shit together. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's called we have our phones in our hands the whole time we do a movie. No, came out the same year. So it's one of those movies where like one studio finds out they're making Independence Day and they're like, hey, it's an alien movie. And the other studio's like, all right, we have this alien movie that we weren't going to do, but now that you're doing an alien movie, we're going to do it and get it out first. Because there was Armageddon, and then there was Deep Impact. Same premise, mm-hmm. Asteroid going to destroy the Earth. 2 totally different ways of handling it.
Mm-hmm.
And they came out like, I swear, it seems like weeks of each other. But, yeah, Mars Attacks. So I'll just run down... the stars that you would know.
Okay.
Jack Nicholson.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is one of my favorite movies.
Yes. Natalie Portman.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Black.
Uh-huh.
Tom Love Jones, him. As in the singer.
Oh, okay.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah. No. It isn't easy to be loved by one. Sorry. It's in the movie, though. You'll be fine. Sarah Jessica Parker. Michael J. Fox.
Yes, Horseface. Uh-huh.
Pierce Brosnan.
Uh-huh.
Jim Brown, the football player.
Okay.
Christina Applegate.
Mm-hmm.
Annette Bening. Glenn Close. Martin Short. Danny DeVito. Pam
mm-hmm.
Grier. Ray J, which is, was that Brandy's little brother?
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. Or somebody's little brother. Come on. Now I gotta go to the wiki for this guy. Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Siblings.
Pam Grier is in Archer, right?
I think so. I never got into Archer.
The first, like, three seasons are really funny. After that, it kind of drops off.
No, gotcha. Let's see.
Shawn Benjamin, though, is, like, the biggest reason why we started watching that. I was watching, he's Bob. Obviously, he's the voice of Bob on Bob's Burgers. And I was watching Archer one day on my phone while I was doing dishes, and my son came up behind me. He's just like, "Is that Bob? Are you watching Bob's Burgers?" And I'm like, "No, it's Archer. Completely different. You're not allowed to watch this."
No, you're not. Yeah, that one will get mommy into deep shit.
Yes, because I don't need you going to school saying phrasing.
Yeah, right.
Mm.
All right, well, I'm going to send you off to go do Mars Attacks, but I think you have our Artist of the Week as well as that ever-important message every week. Mm-hmm. So let's hear about the Artist of the Week.
So this artist I had accidentally stumbled on Facebook, and it's they're called Grandson, and the song is This What You Wanted? It's so fucking good. And after you listen to that, make sure you tell that special lady that collects all of her turnips on Sunday from 5 a.m. to 12 p.m. Tell her I said hi.
I spent my last dollar on a motherfucking cab. I remember when I was grinding for a motherfucking bag. Check the tracking account, like what a motherfucking drag. Damn. Ran away from my problems, floating off a tab. Yeah. My ex-girl got a new tan. And a pic on her IG with her new man. And they wanna be happy, she's happy, but damn.
Is this what you wanted? Is that what you wanted? drunk, I'll get high, I'll pop pills until the morning. I don't care, I don't mind. Pretend everything is awesome while the world burns outside. Is this what you wanted?